The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, Linda's still up the mountain. So, good morning. Gosh. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with David. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day. There you go.
I'm going to find that song.
Find the song. It's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And you just play the part where the camel is walking through the office.
I get it.
And then that part. That's camel all you need to play. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay.
It's National Lemon Day.
Lemon Day.
And also National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Whoa. Yep. Susan there raising her hand. Yeah. Yeah. We have a bunch of gorgeous ladies around this office. Man, I'm lucky. How to make, making lemonade out of lemons. I saw that the other day on Facebook saying I'm having a tough time making lemonade this week. we can all empathize with her.
I've heard another one. If you got lemons, paint them gold.
Oh, paint them gold. Today, sunny with a high near 92. It's going to be nice out there, mostly clear with a low around 65. Thursday, high near 91. Now, Thursday night, we got a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. and partly cloudy with a low around 67. Doesn't look like a lot of rain. Friday, a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. with a high near 89 on Friday. So, chance of precipitation is all of 20%. Now, it's one thing to have rain, but it's another thing to have thunderstorms up in the mountains where we have lightning. And we haven't, if things are dry out there as it is. It'd be great if we could get the rain and, it would help with the containment of all the fires we've got going up there. In fact, I don't know if Sue had a update on the Green Fire. So if she did, I need to take a look at it. But as of yesterday, it was like 51% contained. So I imagine it's gone up since then. Okay, Friday, I've told you about that. But it's going to be a high of near 89 on Friday. And Saturday, another chance of showers, slight chance, sunny with a high near 88. And Sunday, it starts getting warmer again. Yep, 93, and by Tuesday it's going to be up to 97, sunny and hot. So the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally run. It's a veteran-owned business that has been around for 30 years. The third generation of the family, the Kinney family, is involved in running it. And I just talked to Chuck Kinney yesterday, and Chuck is up in Yakima, Washington. Now, you're asking yourself, what's Chuck Kinney doing up in Yakima, Washington, where I graduated from high school? And he is helping to construct a facility at a boys' camp that will, and this camp is not like your, let's pack our stuff and go there. This is ones where kids that are boys that have been in trouble. And they've kind of got a choice of juvie or just going to this camp. And a lot of them choose to go to the camp. And so he's helping reconstruct a refrigeration unit, and they're using propane. And he's, of course, an expert when it comes to propane. So he's up there volunteering his time for that. And that's the kind of things that Kinney's do. Just great people. They provide discounts for seniors and veterans. They have won awards for hiring veterans. So Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. You won't be sorry. Ozzy Osbourne, got anything keyed up right now? I will tell you, I'm not a metal fan, but and from what I understand, Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, was like one of the leaders when it came to heavy metal when he's with Black Sabbath. So, do you have anything? Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday at the age of 76. And here's funny, you know, you see these farewell tours from all these artists. And they do the tour, and then somehow then they do another tour after that. Final tour! No, we got another one. Ozzy Osbourne, in his final performance, was 2 weeks ago. And I guess there was a lot of people, a lot of different bands came in. But that was his farewell, raised tons of money for the charity that he was raising it for. And then passed yesterday. And as they said, surrounded by his family and friends. And, you know, I'm not going to say I was a fan of Black Sabbath. I just wasn't. And I wasn't into that. In fact, Linda says she can pretty much tell the things I listen to. And if you look at look at my downloads, they don't have heavy metal on it. And they don't have punk. And they don't have...
Got hip-hop?
No.
No hip-hop?
No hip-hop. You know, just because I haven't listened to any of those things, and because I never wanted to, and I'm an adult, and I can make that choice. Ozzy Osbourne also did a reality show called The Osbournes. So, do I know who he is? Yeah. Did I ever see the show? No. But it just seems like he's been in the... I'm familiar, really familiar with his name, and he's been interviewed by another groups of people. He had an accident with an ATV, and then it just hasn't gotten any better over the years. So he said he wrote a book. I'll give $25 of Black Bear Diner tickets to the first person who calls at 530-605-4567 with the correct number of times that Ozzy Osbourne went to the Betty Ford, you know, detox center. $25. Now, how many times did Ozzy Osbourne go back to the Betty Ford Center to get clean before it took? $25, 605-4567. Now, okay, start looking in your computer. I heard this yesterday from a guy that had known Ozzy Osbourne from the beginning, and they were friends. And he talked about Osbourne's book. So, but then he did that reality show, and he said he was more famous. It was crazier. More attention, more people trying to see him all the time. Wait a minute. The answer is... Did you get that? Yes. That's the one. Okay. Somebody's calling him possibly the answer there. But he said he got more attention from the MTV reality show than he did when he was in Black Sabbath. So, okay. Now, somebody's calling in. Put them on the phone. Let's see what they said. Were they? Okay. Who is this?
Try again. Try to call again.
Oh.
The call got dropped.
Got dropped. You won. We're not going to say anything till you call back. So you can get your $25 of Black Bear Diner tickets.
This radio silence is brought to whoever tried to just call.
Yeah, please call us back. Call us back and so you can get your money because you were right. So, okay. I'll just say what the answer is. 15 times he went to the Betty Ford Center. And he did things like, he said, I did what everybody else did. You know, we vacuumed and swept and mopped and did the dishes, cleaned toilets. I guess that's all part of the rehabilitation in there is getting people treated, you know, get them back into some kind of normal lifestyle. So, okay. But this, if you listen, I didn't realize how... He was just, everything yesterday was Ozzy Osbourne. It would have been terrible if you were, say, a mid-level celebrity, you know, movies or TV or whatever, and it passed yesterday because nobody would have noticed it because Ozzy had passed. Okay. And speaking of passing, let's pass into our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the fires, but also Foothill Little League has achieved something, and it looks like the proposed tax is going to be on the ballot. So let's talk about that a little bit too.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Is that Ozzy?
Oh, really?
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 7:20 in the morning here on the 23rd of July, Wednesday. The Green Fire Burning near Shasta Lake has burned 19,000 acres and holding. It is 60% contained. Remember, contained means putting lines around it, not controlling it. The Butler Fire has charred 18,000 acres and is 6% contained west of Butler Mountain. And then there's, in Hoopa, two new fires, but they're very close together, so they've been dubbed the Big Hill 2 Fire, and the Summit Fire remains at 701 acres, 90% contained in the Marble Mountains. Okay. So, 19,000 acres, and there is where all your smoke is coming from. Foothill High School Junior, the Foothill Junior Little League softball team in Palo Cedro is set to travel from Phoenix, Arizona, Washington State this week after securing a decisive victory in the West Region Little League Tournament. So this isn't Little League hardball. This is softball. And they won, they beat Oregon, and they've earned a spot in the Little League Softball World Series. It's going to be Sunday. The first one's at 10:30 a.m. in Kirtland, Washington, and will be available to watch on ESPN Plus. So, hey, if you want to help support them and help pay for their trip, they've got a GoFundMe page. So, and every contribution will go towards lessening the expenses for the trip. The, I thought that was pretty cool. And, let me see here. The sales tax. We've been hearing about it. They were out there collecting signatures, and it appears that they got enough signatures to put it on the ballot. They needed 5,816 verified signatures. They collected over 9,000 and found that 6,120 were valid with 600 more to call, which is 600 more. Okay, let's start again. They collected 9,000 and they needed 6,000 essentially. And they've got 600 more to count is what it is. Now, what this means is that it's got to go on the ballot between 88 and 103 days from the certification pursuant to Elections Code Section 1405, said the county recorder. So what's this going to be? This means a new sales tax. And since it's going from the people to do this as opposed to from, say, city council and as it has in the past, it can pass with a 50% plus one vote. And trust me, you're going to start seeing a lot more people out talking about it. You're going to see it more on the I'm sure the advertising is going to start. And if they could make it, let me see. August, September, October. It'd probably be on the November ballot is what I would think. And it's going to be a special election. So they've done it in this way so they can it's going to go to five different things. The money is going to be fenced off. Race is going to be fenced off for these five items. Infrastructure, public safety, I think redoing the area around the civic and the rodeo grounds. Nothing's going to be used for raises. It's going to be used for maintaining our public safety, building a new fire station, and such. Okay. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. I have 5 minutes before work, but I can say.
Well, I have 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes left in this segment. What a coincidence.
What a coinkydink. I am a former federal employee, former state employee. This entire fraud we need more money for the city. No, actually, they do not need more money. The unions have a stronghold on all governments in this country via their collective bargaining agreements. When there's a hike in the minimum wage, I mean, everything's tied together. When a certain bargaining unit gets a raise, then the other bargaining units are like, well, they got a raise, I want one. I mean, Carl, It's ridiculous. The federal government has been broke for decades. The state government, even though it has a balanced budget, oh, they're just doing the shell game. And especially when there's a Democratic president, and they just flood the blue states with money. We're broke, Carl. Our kids are broke and our grandkids are broke. It's time to declare a fiscal state of emergency. Any elected board can do so. School board, water board, county board, doesn't matter. Fiscal state of emergency, freeze all these collective bargaining contracts, and let's fix this stuff. They don't need more money. What they need to do is spend the money they have more wisely. What say you?
Well, I will say this, that the amount of money coming into the city, and I'll just use the city for right now, is based on tax revenues. The tax revenues have been going down over the last few years. So they've got to do one of two things. If my income from my business is going down, I've got to find ways to cut. Or I have to find ways to raise more money. And when you're in a small business, a lot of times you're already running close to the bone, and you know this. So what you need is more money. Now, how's the money being spent at the city? If part of it's going to infrastructure, it's going to vast majority is going to public safety. But what about but there's no cushion anymore. Tanessa Odette's going to be on next week to talk about this, and I think that's going to be interesting. But do we need a DOGE at every level? Yeah, I think we do. I think we do.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that. I would like to see a zero-based budget. At every year, you come in there. And you have to say, this is how much money I need, instead of just give me another 3.5%.
Yeah, so quickly, Carl, I know we're almost out of time. Governments, once in a while, they'll tighten the belt just a little bit, a little concession for a year or so, 5% pay cut for a year or so. But it's all a shell game, because when a union gives a concession, they get something else in return, maybe not immediately. But the concession includes something that the union will get something 2 or 3 or 4 years later to make up for a perceived cut. So it's all a shell game. It's all a fraud.
Let me ask you a question.
Please ask Vanessa to declare a fiscal state of emergency. Let's have somebody do that.
Well, let me ask you a question. you were in the military, so you weren't unionized. But you said you worked. Correct. You said you worked for the state.
Yes, I was a Cal Fire employee for 18 years.
Wasn't that unionized?
Yes, it was, and I tried to get out of the union, and the union wouldn't allow it. And that was before the Janus decision, and now there's a Janus decision, which makes public sector unions optional.
Okay. Well, I always thought it should be. I always thought unions, and I think you've got that option, too, to opt out of putting in money for political reasons, right, also.
Yeah, well, another topic, but I'm really focusing on this whole sales tax measure.
Yep.
They don't need more money. They need to spend what they have wisely, and they need to get out of those collective bargaining contracts using a fiscal emergency. But I appreciate the airtime, Carl.
No problem. So,
thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. Have a good time at work. did you wonder about, remember when they had that big Army celebration? It was the Army's 250th birthday.
Yep.
Now, frankly, I thought that the people that were casting aspersions at it were, this was a celebration for 250 years of the United States Army. It was going to cost anywhere from $25 to $45 million to put that thing on. Cause they were moving all the equipment, how much that would cost. They're bringing in all the soldiers from all over, and then they had the, flyover and the, parachuters coming in from the Golden Knights and all that. It cost $30 million. Okay. Frankly, it was seen by millions of people. I enjoyed it. I mean, a parade's a parade, and you can see so many tanks, all right? But I really enjoyed the fact that we celebrated the United States Army 250th birthday with a huge parade.
And it provided jobs for those people that were working. Yeah. 30 yeah. million went to jobs that
well,
were.
That money went to jobs and went to all types of things, you know, to support it. And you know what? When's the last time we had a parade like this? Maybe World War II. I was in a parade, in San Diego when we got back from Desert Storm. Several months after Desert Storm was over, took a battalion down to San Diego, and we marched in the parade there. And we had a lot of our equipment there. So, and that was the only time I've ever been in a parade, a military parade, in 32 years, the only time. We had a number of participants in it.
Where was it?
In San Diego.
San Diego.
Nice. San Diego. And you know who led off the parade? Vietnam vets, which was so appropriate because they got no parades. They got no recognition. I shouldn't say no recognition. They, of course, got some recognition. Some of it was not cool. You know, people, I think, have now they are aware that why be angry at the soldiers and Marines and sailors who are fighting when it's based on decisions of your congressmen, your senators, and your president. It's not the people that are fighting it. You're not going to see a fat senator out there on the front lines unless he's visiting far enough back that the only thing that could touch him, perhaps, was a ballistic missile, intercontinental ballistic missile. And that, I mean, when we were up and deployed in the forward lines all the time, I never saw an elected official up there. Now, they came to the rear, but they were so far away, we never saw them. So, and I'm not saying some of them weren't out there. I'm just saying it was, you know, if it happened, it was so rare that you would never know it. Okay, 7:32 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And they have won Best in the North State 3 years in a row. They are just some good people down there. Rebecca and Henry, it was established 30 years ago. It is locally owned, locally run. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your jewelry down there, a piece of jewelry, and they'll build it for you. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And Linda, who is very discerning in jewelry, this is the only place that she shops. And it's the only place I'll go to find something for a special occasion for Linda is at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Nation's Finest.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th with two matinees on July 20th and 27th and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/arts-events. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And did the fellow that gave us the right answer ever call back?
Larry called back.
Larry.
Yeah, he said that the $30 million did not go to jobs.
What? Oh, no. Well, no, I'm talking about the 15.
Oh, no. They didn't call back. Oh, I don't think they knew the answer. And I tried to Google that, and it was not on Google how many times.
They didn't know the answer.
Google didn't know.
Well, I heard it yesterday.
Nice.
How many times did Ozzy Osbourne go to Betty Ford Treatment Center? 15. he said he wasn't going along with the program the first 14. So, okay. I am here with Karen Kimpley from Nation's Finest.
Yes. Good morning.
I admire you.
Thank you.
No, I do. You didn't bob your head with us. You know, you probably never saw the movie Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did. Uh-huh. Remember when mm-hmm. I played that?
Yeah.
And you broke the window? Okay, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're of that age group. I've been seeing that. It's playing on, you know, on, off of, some of the, you know, the major things, you know, and Dish. Showtime or whatever it is, but I've seen Night at the Roxbury. It's in the mix now. I may have to save it just one time. And what we'll do is we'll have a Night at the Roxbury party. I mean, I'll use any excuse to have a party, and that could be one of them. Karen, welcome. Tell us what Nation's Finest is.
Nation's Finest is a nonprofit. We are in California, Arizona, Nevada, and we help military veterans. We are not the VA. A couple military veterans have come together 52 years ago, looking to seek how to help veterans when they've served in combat or even served for our country.
Yeah.
And the help that they need.
Veteran.
Yeah, any veteran. Yeah. And a lot of them aren't educated when they are released. As you know, some of them aren't even thanked. It's pretty much get out in the working world.
You know, I think that, you know, and I'm not sure if that goes by unit or organization or what. I know that, like you come back off of a combat tour in the Marine Corps, you are, you get a, you, we came back from Iraq the last time after a year there. The, you get, a 96 hour pass. And then you're back for a week with the, with classes and all types of things. Heavy into the PTSD and in this for an entire week. And then the part then is, you know, we've tried different ways in the Marine Corps to see how we can help our guys and girls, come back into civilian life after a year in combat. And we've experimented with keeping, instead of when everybody gets back, then a lot of times you get orders. Or you'll get, you know, that's it. Try not to send anybody for a year and then, oh, like they did in Vietnam. And you get back home and they just cut you loose.
Right.
We don't do that. You know, you've got to have time left. So that we've got, you know, at least 6-7 months, a year before they are then released from the service. What that does is, in that one experiment they did is they kept the whole battalion together. Nobody left. And they kept them together.
That's
good. So that, you know, they were with guys they knew.
Right.
And with the staff and COs and the officers they knew. And because, you know, officers are affected just like everybody else. And to try and work through any of the problems. They also offered 6 free trips to outside psychologists or counselors if you're having problems and you didn't want to go to a Navy counselor.
Right.
Because you're afraid it might do something to your, you know, to your career or mm-hmm. whatever. You didn't want people knowing. But you could go out in town.
Well.
And we offered that. Six trips. And then on the 7th, though, you had to come back to the fold if you were still needing to be seen. So it changes. In Vietnam, they'd literally be in the jungles, as you know. One day, they'd fly them home, put them through demob, and they'd be gone in a week, back out on the streets. And I always questioned, I was over there and the National Guard from Minnesota was there. They were going to be there like 14 or 15 months. What happens to the National Guard or reserve units? Because they come in from all over the state and area there to be in that unit. Then they get sent back home. And then they go back to their regular jobs. What was set up for them? And I'm sure during the 20 years that we had to look at this, in that war, 21, 22 years, they may have done something. But I was always wondering about that.
Yeah, it seems like right now a lot of them over the age of 24, they're released, may not have family, may not have a support system.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're not sure what direction to go, so they're on the streets and being homeless. And so that's where we step in, try to look for housing, help them with jobs, if they need to get over to the Veteran Service Office, over to Troy for disability rating.
Yeah, aren't they isn't our Veteran Service Office?
Oh.
They are gold.
They are
gold.
Yeah.
And
yep.
For veterans.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and then we're also seeing the age bracket of 65 and over. They lose a spouse and say they may even own a place, but they just lost half of their income because their spouse had passed.
Yeah.
So they may own it, but they may barely be making it by to make property taxes or anything else. Next thing you know, they don't pay it and they're in foreclosure. And guess what? Our 65-year-old, 70-year-old veterans out on the streets homeless with no home. And if we can get in contact with them before they're even to that situation, I serve as far, our Reading office, serves the top 7 counties in Northern California. So I serve, Shasta County, Trinity, Siskiyou, Tehama, Plumas, Modoc, and Lassen. And so I go as far as Yreka to Susanville, Weaverville to Corning. And just getting the word out there, letting veterans know that, you know what, they don't need to struggle and there's help out there.
There is help out there. And every time I see a dollar spent on somebody that's here, okay, I'll say it, illegally.
Yep.
And where are your priorities? And to me, the priorities ought to be our veterans.
Absolutely.
And everybody says that.
Yep.
But I just don't see it.
Well, and the thing of it is it's continuum of care, too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people may say to get them into housing. Well, some of them with their PTSD, anxiety, depression, they might not be able to be stabilized into housing. Or if they do, maybe put them partner up with someone. So housing may, you know, is important, yes, but also they have to be stabilized and have wraparound services to be able to assist them. They have to have a support system and know where they can go and have great groups within the community that they're able to go to and have the support system.
Okay.
I think that's amazing.
I'm here with Karen Kempley from Nation's Finest, and we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Talk about a trailblazer, cutting one path at a time, running like a dream chaser, living on a prayer and a rhyme. You put a flag in the ground to a country sound, to the rhythm of your own.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it about 30 years. He takes your vehicle into a controlled climate and fixes your windshield and guarantees his work for the life of your windshield, be it a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. And you know what? He does great work. And nobody I've ever talked to that's been down to Jeff Horst said, oh, no, this is, you know, I'm bad. No, every one of them is 100% saying that this guy does great work on your windshield. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just bring the vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or I've seen RVs, the big RVs down there because they have big windshields, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Karen Kempley, Nation's Finest. They help find housing for homeless vets, help them in getting them back into, back into jobs and back into society when they've been going through some tough times.
Yes, also we do help military veterans that are struggling, either rent or utilities. You know, utility okay. bills are outrageous right now. As long as funding is available, we're able to catch them up on rent or behind utilities okay. And let them know of all the other programs that are available that can save them some money.
Well, you know, and there are out there, like you and I were just talking during the break, and that it's still a lot of people think that Radiant Rancheria's clinics are just for employees of the rancheria or Native Americans. They have one clinic that's like that, but they have three others that take Medicaid, Medi-Cal, and they're seeing thousands of patients. No co-pays, any of that. And if for some reason our veterans can't be seen at the VA, they can be seen there.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that word needs to get out to, you know, our, you know, veterans that did a 2-year tour or a 4-year tour, maybe can't be seen at the VA clinic.
Right. So. Yeah, and then we can get them over there.
But we got to get them in to see Troy first.
Yep. Yeah, that disability also. Rate is very important. A lot yeah. of them think somebody deserves it more than them. If they served in the military, everybody deserves it. And, you know, just to educate them. I mean, I was yeah. up in Burney and stopped by the VFW there and spoke to a gentleman, you know, 35 years old, struggling. And, you know, I just asked him, I said, you know, are you service connected? And he said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, you know what? You want to know the worst story? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. He said, my worst story was for 3 days, my whole platoon was on a river taking out our veterans' dead bodies. That was my worst day. And to be told that between the, he already had tinnitus, PTSD, anxiety, depression, sleeping disorders, he has never addressed the issues. And actually, he called me back after I left. I gave him my business card, and he said, I can't thank you enough for doing what you do. He said, you know what, you made me change my mind, and I have an exam with the VSO representative, yeah. and I can't thank you enough. And if that's all I can do is get out in the community and educate people that there's help out there for veterans, then that's what I need
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, and we need to trumpet this everywhere.
Yep.
And that's why
Absolutely.
We have the VSO coming in. On a regular basis.
Yep.
So that, and I've seen, you know, and people go, well, I didn't serve in combat. Hey, it doesn't make any difference. You served your country. If they had, if they had sent you to combat, you would have gone.
Right.
I mean, I knew people that missed combat tours, spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, never once had a combat tour until at the very end of their career when the war on terror started, and then everybody got into it.
Right.
But that was the first tour in 20 years. And they weren't trying to avoid it. It
right.
just, they were in the wrong spot. Well, I guess you could say the right spot, but the wrong spot.
Right.
So, now, what do you all need?
Well, we are actually doing a veteran stand down event. The veteran stand down this year will be, October 16th, 17th, 18th. And we are looking for donations, sponsors. This event, is huge for resources for our veterans. It will be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We are going to, We do have a save the date flyer out right now, and another detailed flyer will be out for transportation. So we are going to go up to Bernie, between RABA and the VA. We're going to get transportation out to these outlying areas.
You get, I think, Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
City of Shasta Lake, anywhere yep. around here. There'll be transportation. They bring them down to the Anderson Fairgrounds, District Fairgrounds. They get, housing.
Yep.
They've got spots for your dogs.
Yep.
They,
dental, medical, then, massages, yes. Vision.
Will the DMV be there?
DMV will be there. Yeah. I'm trying to get the court system to be there.
Yeah.
Social Security. So every resource that we can have at our fingertips.
VSO will be there.
Yep. We want them all to attend. And this is a huge thing for our veterans. And it's a three-day event. They are able to stay overnight.
Uh-huh.
And then they are given DOD bags at the end. And it's a huge thing for our veterans and the
support. Department of Defense bags?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's full. And so that's what this event brings up. And so we're going to be out fundraising, trying to get donations from community providers. And people can always reach out to me at Nation's Finest, 530-223-3211. And I'm open to helping anyone in the community. Just give me a call. And we need to help our veterans or at-risk veterans to be successful.
Yeah, and you can help. You know, there's a variety of ways you can help. So I don't have any money. Well, we're going to need help moving stuff around.
Absolutely.
You got a truck that can really come in handy. Setting up the place, they need people there. They set up a field kitchen, and
yep.
I think the guy from Enterprise, is it Enterprise? James?
Yeah.
He teaches the culinary classes out mm-hmm. there, but he's also retired warrant officer, I think.
Yep.
So they're fed and all this, and it's a hand up, not a hand out.
Absolutely.
Helping to get, and it's been a very successful program
mm-hmm.
in the past, getting people off the street, getting
yep.
them, and it's that first step of getting them back into, I guess you could say, you know, quote, normal society, if anything's normal anymore.
Right. And with that, just tell your other veterans there is help out there.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Karen, you do so much for our veterans and so much appreciated. Are you a hometown girl? Or?
I am. Grew up in Cottonwood my whole life. My dad's a Vietnam veteran,
mm-hmm.
Three Purple Hearts and a Silver Star, so true to my heart,
wow.
Still alive.
God bless you.
And have three daughters, and they're all in the rodeo, and the American flag and what we stand for our country is huge.
They're in the rodeo, like
yeah.
what? I mean, a Reading yeah. Rodeo Association?
No, Red Bluff. Red Bluff.
Oh, Red Bluff, of course.
Hometown, but you know, it's true to our heart. And if we can help anyone, especially our veterans that have served for our country and fighting for our freedom, it's the least thing we can do is to let them know that there's help out there.
Well, you know, I am biased. I am prejudiced about this whole thing. And frankly, the fact is, if we've got a homeless veteran on the street, I want to know why. Why? And we're putting people in the hotels and paying a lot of money to them. For being here, and I mean millions.
Oh yeah.
And why it seems to me is that, you know, when Trump cuts off all the Medicaid and all that to people who are here illegally, then that money ought to maybe be vectored over to. And I'm not even sure which organization it should be. Maybe DOD or something. And they come out and they do their they spend that money on taking care of veterans.
Absolutely.
And I am prejudiced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where it should go.
If you don't like it.
Yep.
Too bad.
Absolutely.
Karen, thank you so much for what you do. It's not the last
time
we're going to have you on. Several times before that, and we'll talk about this, about the stand down, but other things you have going.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see that one big project you have
yep.
in the city of Shasta Lake, 40 rooms for homeless
yeah.
veterans. I think that would pretty much, if I know my numbers, that would pretty much answer a lot of the problem
yep.
we have here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
You
appreciate
betcha.
It.
Wait a minute. How do people get a hold of Nation's Finest?
530-223-3211.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Nationsfinest.org.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook site, Nation's Finest, Reading. So
there you go.
Reach out.
Okay.
Thank
hey,
you.
When we come back, we've got Shasta County District Attorney. Oh, the Assistant District Attorney is going to be with us, Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy. And she's going to be with us right after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This is sentencing day for Brian Koberger, with a judge expected to order him to serve 4 life sentences without parole in the stabbing deaths of 4 University of Idaho students almost 3 years ago. Koberger reached a plea deal that took the death penalty off the table. Wall Street made a strong start this morning following word of a big U.S. trade deal with Japan. It is, in the words of President Trump, a great deal, and Mr. Trump says it's not the last word.
We concluded the one deal, Doug, and now we're going to conclude another one because they're forming a joint venture with us in Alaska, as you know, for the LNG. So I said we'll all do that together with Chris. Is Chris here? I don't know. Chris, right? If you could set that up, Doug, it would be great. But they're all set to make that deal now, so I think it's good. This was really the one they had to make, and we're going to make a deal with Japan on the LNG in Alaska, right?
15% tariffs will be levied on Japanese imports, while Japan will open its markets to American cars and trucks and agricultural products, including rice. It's a victory for women in sports.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred biological men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Donald Trump. The order...
Texas lawmakers meeting for the first time, addressing the deadly July 4th flooding that killed at least 135 people in the Texas Hill Country. Joint committee is expected to review local officials' handling of the flooding, as well as flood warning systems. State and county emergency response officials are scheduled to testify. Home sales slipped last month. Mortgage rates are high. Prices have hit unprecedented levels. Wall Street, the Dow up 196. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of 2, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PHG Weight Loss and Nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PHD will help you too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you.
Call moved by their experience working with us. They joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The Trump administration announcing that it will once again withdraw from the UN's cultural agency, UNESCO. The decision to pull U.S. funding as well as participation from UNESCO comes 2 years after the Biden administration rejoined the agency following a 5-year absence that began during President Trump's first term in the White House. The White House says that it believes U.S. involvement in UNESCO is not in America's national interest. That's accusing the agency of promoting anti-Semitic speech. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has barred transgender women from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump. The order, signed back in February, threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. The policy is listed under the USOPC Athlete Safety Policy. News and analysis, townhall.com. The State Department spokesman says that President Trump's special Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, is planning to head to the Middle East as the U.S. tries yet again to solidify a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The department spokesperson Tammy Bruce telling reporters that Witkoff is going to the region with a strong hope that the U.S. can deliver another ceasefire deal, as well as a new humanitarian corridor for aid distribution. 3 U.S. officials say that Witkoff is also traveling to Europe this week to discuss Gaza and other issues, but they offer no details on the stops in the Middle East. Lawmakers in Texas meeting for the first time to address the deadly flooding on July 4th left at least 135 people dead. A joint committee expected to review local officials' handling of the flooding as well as flood warning systems. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, good morning. How happy are folks?
Yeah, okay. That's that. We talk about this week and how Monday is how you start your week off, but Tuesday's meh. What is Tuesday? Wednesday's hump day. Thursday, you're sliding into Friday, and Friday, gateway to the weekend. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's up on a girls' trip up in Tennant, the wild town of Tennant. All 102 residents there, but that's not where they're at. They're at a friend's place up there. 10 ladies up there, and she called last night and she said, she says, I'm eating way too much food. And she left me here, so I had ramen last night. But, yeah, I like ramen. Welcome to the show. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Davey's here with me.
Hey. It's also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day today.
Oh, okay. Vanilla ice cream.
So it's
Sarah,
lemon.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I really like cookies and cream.
Okay. That's one of Linda's favorites. I am a vanilla ice cream boy. You know, Linda brings, will occasionally bring home ice cream, and she'll bring home, like, mint something. And she'll say, here, you want some mint? No. And you know, you would think after 18 years, she would know that I have vanilla ice cream. So, vanilla ice cream.
Is it just plain vanilla, or do you put like chocolate sauce on it, or hot fudge?
Nothing. Okay. Just plain vanilla ice cream. I don't know why. Okay. And, what's it look like today? It's going to be sunny with a high near 92. It's going to be nice. Yesterday was beautiful. Thursday. Down to 91. However, Thursday night we got a chance of showers. Friday, a slight chance of showers with a high of about 89. Chance of precipitation is 20%, low around 65. And Saturday, 20% chance of showers. Now, one of the things we were talking about is chance of thunderstorms in the evening. We don't like thunderstorms. We just like rain because thunderstorms mean lightning, and lightning means fires. So, it starts going back up again. The temperature starts going back up again around Sunday. And on Tuesday, it's forecast to be 97 degrees. Still under the triple digits. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A locally owned, locally operated, family owned, veteran owned business out of Anderson that gives just great service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, the latest on the fires, and if you go to certain areas around here, you're going to get smoke. Green Fire near Shasta Lake has burned over 19,000 acres, and it's 60% contained. And the Butler Fire is at 18,000 acres and 6% contained west of Butler Mountain. So, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney's Office and the Chief Deputy DA, Sarah Murphy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
Cookies
you?
Cookies and cream, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that a secret? It's not a secret anymore, but, I mean, you've always liked that?
I think so.
Isn't that the one that has, like, Oreo cookies or something in it?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like that?
Cookies mixed with ice cream? Delightful.
Ooh, is it vanilla ice cream?
Yes.
You know, I might, just might, find that one might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've tried it, though, because it's Oreo cookies. How can you go wrong?
Right. How can you go wrong with a good old Oreo cookie in vanilla ice cream?
Ugh. Hey, I reached out to y'all and this week. And if it's because, and my question was this. If somebody commits a heinous crime, they're caught, and they can't help with their defense, and this is just layman here, and you're going to explain it, and they can't help with their defense because they're wacko, all right? Maybe that's not the, is that the 51, medical term?
5150?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, medical term? Crackers.
Legally insane.
Okay, no, they're crackers. Anyway, and then they go down to an institution where they're settled, they are treated, and they can, they're back to as normal as they can be. Then you can bring them in for arraignment and trials. They're already charged with it. How does that work? Because if it's obvious they're that far off and they end up in a mental institution, does that have anything to do with how you look at the crime they commit? And it's all yours now. I know I'm not using any of the right terms, but it was just a question. If they have to go into a mental institution to get them well enough to come back, did they even know what they were doing? So
I think under the law, there is a number of different areas and aspects that you're talking about. I think it's a really great question. It's a question that we wrestle with and deal with every single day.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different avenues under the law. So let me kind of lay out some of the different sections and the processes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a way early break because this is going to take a while. I don't want to have to break in the middle of this. So we're going to take a quick break, and Chief Deputy DA sorry. Guys, I have totally lost it. DA Sarah Murphy. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for being patient with me today. is going to explain this. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Because this is going to take probably...
Take a little bit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos, right in downtown Redding. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have Get Care Now. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Now, if you're bleeding and you're not breathing, you're having problems breathing, that's not what they're talking about. But you can go to ShastaRegional.com, click on Get Care Now, and you can set a time that you can be seen in the emergency room instead of having to sit in there for hours. Stay at home, a lot more comfortable, and then you come in. Now, they will ask, because I just went to it and checked it to see how it worked, they will ask you a couple questions, and one of them is, if it appears to be a threatening, life-threatening emergency, they want you to come in right then, having problems breathing, if you're bleeding, things like that. But if it's just a trip to the ER room because your doctor's not around and it's the weekend and you need to be seen, take a look at Get Care Now. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Get Care Now. It's on the front page. And I am here with Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy. And my question is this. I'll try to boil it down now. If somebody's arrested for a crime, let's say murder, and they are then sent to a facility to get them back to where they understand, quote, understand everything that's going on, and be able to help in their defense and all this. How does the law look at that? And that's what you were getting into. So let's go.
So, like I said, there's a number of different avenues. So you'll see sometimes that we post on social media or we talk about a doubt was declared as to a defendant's competency. And that, when you hear that, or you might see a post that says, oh, this person was restored to competency and criminal proceedings were reinstated.
Right.
What we're looking at in that sense is a question that is focused very much on the time at which that doubt is declared. And a doubt can be declared by a defense attorney who's been meeting with their client, attempting to communicate with them, can be declared in some instances by the judge. And what that triggers is a process. But the focus of that is what is the defendant's mental state at the specific time, not looking back at what was their mental state at the time of the crime, but what is their mental state right now in front of us. And if a defense attorney declares a doubt as to their client's competency, it starts off a process, and that process has the judge appointing potentially two doctors, maybe even three if there's a disagreement. And the question that they're looking at is does the defendant understand the proceedings? Are they like aware as to the circumstances? They're in court, they're charged with crimes. And then can they assist their defense attorney in their defense? Can they assist their defense attorney in their case that they are charged with? And a psychologist or psychiatrist is appointed to make an evaluation, do an evaluation, present a report to the court that gives an opinion. This person is competent, this person is not, and here's the reasons. That is different than looking at what the person's mental state was at the time the crime occurred. And in California, there's actually a whole host of ways now that we look at a person's mental state at the time the crime occurred. Sometimes you'll hear the phrase like diminished capacity. That doesn't exist in California anymore. It's been abolished. And that was this old theory that, or old kind of proposition that, did the person have the capacity to form the intent? We don't talk about that. We talk about, did the person have the intent? Did they commit the crime with the intent that's required? And some crimes in California are general intent crimes. You just have to, like, knowingly do it. It can't be, I was unconscious at the time it occurred. Other crimes require specific intent. So, like, murder, right? First-degree murder requires different types of intent to get to first-degree murder. So, under California law, if we're focused on the intent of the person at the time, that either comes as a defense to the person didn't have the intent, they didn't have the intent to kill, they didn't have the whatever the intent is for that crime, or we're looking at sanity. Was this person not guilty by reason of insanity? And insanity is very different than competency, because to be legally insane, a person has to have a mental disease or defect, and they have to be incapable of knowing or understanding the nature of their act, or incapable of understanding that their act was morally or legally wrong.
Now, you've seen that in your time as a DA. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I should ask, have you seen it? And I shouldn't say you have seen it. Have you seen that, where they were just that far gone?
Yes. Years ago, I was a prosecutor with another one of my colleagues who's now retired on a murder case in up in Lakehead, or between Shasta Lake City and Lakehead. And ultimately, the prosecution agreed that the person was legally insane at the time that he committed the offense. And it was a very horrific murder and fire, and it was absolutely horrific. But once we had received all the medical reports, we were actually in trial when DA Steve Carlton, we made the decision that this person did not have the legal capacity to understand right from wrong. They didn't understand morally what they were doing. There was an absence within that person, and so.
But that's rare. That's very rare.
It's very rare. Very rare.
Okay, so going back, then let's continue on. I just, when you said that, I thought, well, I just wonder if that happens. I mean, you hear about it every so often.
Yeah. I mean, I think California is interesting. If you look back sort of at the history of how California got to the current standard of what not guilty by insanity looks like, there have been competing theories within the United States about who is and what are the like qualities and what does it mean to be legally insane. There isn't one definition, right? It's a decision that has to be weighed based on all of the circumstances. If a defendant in court decides to go the route of a not guilty and not guilty by reason of insanity plea, there are doctors appointed to do evaluations to make determinations.
That's a high bar then, at that point.
It's a very high bar. And in California, the way in which our standard is written is one of the highest bars to prove.
Interesting. Here in California.
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to this then, what you're looking at is to see, does that person have the intent to commit this crime, even if they may be mentally unstable?
Yes, because you can have an individual who has a mental illness, right? They have even maybe had, 5150s, holds in the hospital before. They may have all sorts of different things, including drug and alcohol use, right, that could affect their mental state.
Sure.
We as prosecutors take into consideration all of those things as we look at the elements of a crime. So when a case comes in for charging and we're trying to decide, is there, you know, enough evidence here to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt, we're also looking at what their mental state was at the time. What was going on? What do we know? If they were on drugs and alcohol, how was that affecting them? In California, not only do we have, you know, this question of competency, are they competent to proceed with the criminal proceedings and that focus, and then we also have the idea of not guilty by reason of insanity. We also have in California now something that the legislature enacted in the last few years called a mental health diversion. And there was actually some significant changes to mental health diversion over the last, I want to say it was last January. Actually, maybe it was January of 2024. But essentially, mental health diversion is this notion that someone who is been diagnosed with a mental disorder, so something that's recognized within the DSM, and that includes a whole host of things, if they have had that diagnosis, then there is actually a presumption that that diagnosis and that mental disorder was a significant factor in the commission of the charged offense. Now, mental health diversion doesn't apply to every single crime. There are crimes which are prohibited from mental health diversion being used. But it is another avenue in which if, you know, really, really when we look at mental health diversion, we're not always looking at the person's intent. The way that the code reads is we're talking about, does this person have this diagnosis? And if they do, there's now this presumption that the diagnosis was a significant factor in their offense. And it becomes on the people to prove that it was not a significant factor, which can be a very, very difficult thing for us to prove, right? Because we're almost proving a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, but it sounds like I was surprised by how they lifted the bar on insanity, please. And so what you're looking at then in the, from the prosecution side, did they have the intent and did they know what they were doing, essentially?
Absolutely.
And if they reach, you know, you check all, I shouldn't say it's check all the boxes, but if they reach all those levels, then you charge.
Yes.
Even if they end up having to go to a mental facility or something like that for until they become stable enough, I guess, to come back so that and clean, because a lot of them, I'm sure, is drugs and alcohol or self-medication, so that they can come back then and stand trial.
Absolutely. I mean, we have individuals who we charge, and sometimes at arraignment, a defense attorney's already been in to talk with them, or even just in the arraignment process,
They
declare a doubt. And if the court makes a determination that the person is not competent, criminal proceedings are suspended. That means they're just literally put on hold, and then that person is sent off. It used to be that almost all of them went to the state hospital, for a restoration of competency process, which is very much that, right? They are receiving treatment services, potentially they're receiving medication. Now the law has changed so that we have, and I'm sure the sheriff has talked about it, jail-based competency programs, which means that, you know, essentially the state hospital does an evaluation, but the person could remain here in the Shasta County Jail for a jail-based competency program. And then there are even some individuals who they're evaluated by the state hospital, and a report comes back that says, well, there's actually services. This person could be an outpatient, and they could be in the community, and they could be treated and potentially restored to competency. So there's a sort of the days of old where you just went to the state hospital isn't the path for every person anymore, and so now there's various ways in which the restoration to competency process plays out.
Yeah, this is fascinating to me, and maybe, you know, we dove into it not as deep as we could, because I've been seeing them in the papers lately, and then you see you know, famous trials and all that, like this guy up in Idaho. Thank God they are sentencing him today, and I don't know if he's with the plea, whatever it was, Is he going to even say why he did it? I don't know if that was part of the plea agreement.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us why you killed these four kids, these four young people?
Yeah, the news reports I've seen on it, because I have no personal knowledge of the case, has been that the why is not part of the plea agreement.
Even Trump came out and said, I'd like to know why he did this. You know, what do you mean? You know, he's not being forced to say why as part of the plea agreement.
Yeah.
So, but he is having to face those parents today. So, but on something like that, I don't know if we'll ever know why. I mean,
you know, I've talked to a lot of victims in my career, and often one of the things that I tell them is, we may never know why this took place.
Yeah.
Because to get inside a person's brain, especially someone who commits a heinous offense, you know, how do we even know we're getting the truth when they give us the why?
Yeah.
And so ultimately,
well, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, at that point. Anyway, well, I'm here with Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy, and we just I had a question that I sent out to the DA's office last week, and it just happened to be the time that the DA's office was coming in, and they dropped it on Sarah. But you thought it was a pretty good question.
I think it's a great question.
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading this week. Located right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller Subway store. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. Yes, they painted it and all that, you know, on the inside. But they have been there a long time, and I have been going there a long time since I moved to Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's a pleasurable place. Gone through two or three barbers at this point. But Tim and Logan have been there for, gosh, years now. Great young men. It's a super place. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me and roll in, get a haircut, and leave, or I just maybe hang around and chit-chat with everybody. Cypress Square Barbershop. Not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Thank you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on vacay. I don't know, it's a vacay. Yeah, it's a vacay with her girlfriends. Let's see, 8:35 in the morning, 69 degrees. It's going to be beautiful today, like 92. Here on Wednesday, hump day on the 23rd of July. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy. You know, you look like a Murphy.
I do.
You do. You got that red hair. And
lots of freckles.
I wasn't going to mention that, but you do. We were talking in the first half of the show about people who commit crimes, and after they're arraigned, they end up in a mental institution to get them stable enough to come back to be tried, and how that happens. And you were pretty clear on it. I mean, you've got to be looking at intent. That's the big thing. That, you know, the old notion that you used to hear about, oh, I was, you know, temporary insanity. It's really, really difficult. May not even be there anymore. And diminished capacity has just gone away. Mm-hmm. So if a person, I guess what I'm getting from this before we move on, is if what you're looking at is, did they have the intent and they committed the crime, and even though they may have been under drugs or whatever, they still had the intent to do it, we may have to send you away to get you stabilized and come back. But you still had the intent, and we can't just let you, you're just not going to walk away from this. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. I think that there sometimes is this notion that, well, if someone has a mental illness, that just kind of gives them a free pass to commit crime. And that can't be the society that we live in. That's not the society we live in. Under the law now, there are many options for someone who, you know, has a mental illness.
Yeah, sure.
Even if that's based in some sort of drug or alcohol addiction, and there's a lot of treatment options, there's a lot of avenues for them to seek help and treatment for their mental illness. But there still is this accountability piece as well, because we can't just have, you know, everyone claiming, oh, I have this mental illness, mental disease, I have a DSM diagnosis. And that means I give a free pass to commit crime.
Which DSM?
DSM is the diagnostic criteria that's used within the mental health profession.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Like, and then I asked you specifically about PTSD. And because, even though everybody thinks all the military have got it, it's only like maybe 25-30% when it comes down to it. And my claim is that most of society has got PTSD. You've been in a car wreck. You've been sexually assaulted. You've been, you know, just a thousand different ways. And so it's not just military that have PTSD. is have you ever had to take that into account if somebody has PTSD?
Yes. So okay. California, when we look at sort of the trajectory of a case, in mental health diversion cases, like I was talking about, PTSD can absolutely be a diagnosis which can, if it has this factor and influence on the crime, can allow the court to divert a case into a mental health diversion. A person has to have a treatment plan. They're supposed to follow like certain guidelines, but that can absolutely happen. We also have cases where maybe PTSD wasn't like an underlying, and there's like this causal connection between that condition that they have and the crime. We are still looking at it potentially in sentencing factors. I mean, we're now, when we look at a case, we're looking at it at a very holistic approach, right? We're looking at all of the circumstances that are given to us. So if defense counsel was to provide to us information that a person has, you know, had trauma in their past, childhood trauma, they were a veteran, they served in the military, they, you know, you kind of list this whole host of potential things.
They scored perfect on the ACEs score.
Yes. Something like that. Absolutely. Their adverse childhood experiences are off the chart. We're considering those things, with all of those different factors, all of those different life circumstances that they have gone through and suffer and often are still affected by every single day. We're considering those in potential resolutions of cases, and the court is also considering them as a sentencing factor. And so childhood trauma, someone's military service, if they're then suffering some sort of, you know, mental health condition as a result of that, is something that is considered by the prosecution, and it's also considered in the court when we look at sentencing in cases.
Yeah, it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It shouldn't be. However, when the sentencing side comes around, you say, you know, okay, you did it. Yep, I did. But there's the extenuation of ACEs or PTSD or other things.
Yeah,
and that goes in with the sentencing side then.
Yeah, we would consider it a mitigating factor. Is this something that mitigates this crime and enough that it affects the sentence or what the person's consequences should be?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sarah, how'd you get here to the DA's office? Tell us a little bit about you, because you've been around here for a while.
I've been around here for a while. I grew up in Shasta County. Well, I moved here when I was four, but grew up here, local kid.
Really?
Yep.
So you're local?
Local, yeah. Went to high school.
Where at?
I went to Foothill.
Okay. Are you cheering for the Foothill softball team going to their junior little league football or softball team heading to the World Series? I just saw it today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well,
so they're heading up they're heading up there. They got into the World Series.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
we have some incredible kids in this community.
Don't we?
We do.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to Foothill and
went to Foothill. I left actually, went to, UC Berkeley, got a bachelor's in forestry and natural resources. I wanted to go into like water and ranching and forestry law and went to law school, and I did not focus on criminal cases at all. You have to take a few of them, but they weren't that interesting to me. And I was way more interested in water law and natural resources law and, you know, really sort of giving back to this community, but on the agricultural side and rural side. Yeah. And I had hoped that my background with a bachelor's of sciences, specifically in forestry and natural resources, would actually help me advocate for really laws that didn't have such detrimental consequences in our rural landscape. And I got sidetracked. I had interned throughout my law school career at the Shasta County DA's office. And when I graduated, there's this period of time from taking the bar to when you get your bar results. It used to be 4 months. I think it's a little bit shorter, where I just needed a job. I'm not good at doing nothing. And so the DA's office let me continue to work there as a certified law student. And I really just fell in love with the work. I mean,
And when was this?
2010.
Okay. Yep. All right.
So, that kind of 4 months period of time where I was waiting, I was you know, I was in misdemeanor court and I was helping the misdemeanor team and I was preparing trials and working on motions and I was in the courtroom and it was just, there's something truly, amazing about being able to give back to your community. And, you know, prosecutors are on the front lines of being able to give back and make our community a safer place. And, you know, my family lives here and I live here and I want this to be a place that, you know, people know about, not because of horrible crimes that are committed here, but because it's a gorgeous, beautiful, lovely place that now apparently we have 80-degree weather in July. So it's like getting even better, right?
What's going on here? This global warming. This global, no, oh no, it's climate change. Well, anyway.
But I
know the other day it was what, 88?
It was 88.
88. What happened there? Okay.
But
okay.
I fell in love with the job. I mean, yeah. I did. It's just the people at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, even when I started, they're just an incredible group of people who care so much. And to be able to say every day I go to work and I get to seek the truth and I get to do justice and I get to care about our community is, it's a really magical thing.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
There you go.
Superwoman. There you go. Hey, I'm here with Chief Deputy D. Well, let me see. You are a doctor of jurisprudence, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we could call you doc.
No, don't call me
doc. I'll call you DA. That's even better. Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, I'm not sure who's going to be on. I've got people balancing, going back and forth. We got EDC next week. We got Tanessa Odette coming in next week. We got Haven Humane next week. We've got a lot of things, but tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be reaching out as soon as this show is over, because there's two or three people, I hope they have time to jump on the show, or at least one of them has a chance to jump on the show and talk about a lot of things that are going on, including this tax initiative. Maybe I can get one of the spokesmen to explain why they're doing this and what impact that's going to have on the coffers of the city when you fence off all the money that's coming in. And the ramifications of that. So, but here I'm with Chief Deputy DA Sarah Murphy, and I just found out for the first time, even though I've seen you several times, that you're a hometown girl. Went to Foothill, went off to become got your degree in forestry, went to law school so you could come back and fight the water issues and all that, and was just interning at the DA's office, and it took you. Took you to the DA. Stephanie Bridget, the DA, has made it really clear that the amount of the caseload that you all have, if you just look at another city, let's just say San Luis Obispo, same amount of crimes. I mean, it's like, what? How many cases a year are you all running? I don't know. It's thousands.
It's thousands. Yeah.
Thousands. And they have the same caseload, but they've got twice the number of DAs and twice the number of the support staff, which is really important to your legal secretaries and paralegals or whatever, but legal secretaries, which takes time to train. They have twice the number. And your guys are working horrendous hours over there just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
And the police department is out there just hammering, grabbing them.
So yes, they are.
How long, and I know it's not maybe a fair question, but there's a certain point where those two lines cross, the morale has reached a certain point, no matter how much they're trying to, and they want to do the right thing and all this, that they're going to start looking for another place. Is that something that we as I know it's probably a Stephanie question, but I've already asked her. She's already told me. But you see it as the chief deputy DA. Are you a cheerleader too over there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm responsible for the attorneys, and so I'm, talking with them about their caseloads and working with their supervisors who manage their caseloads the best that they can on a daily basis. And it's an absolute struggle. I mean, the work that we do is hard work. Where, not only are you processing the volume of cases sent to us by our law enforcement agencies who are very proactive, who are bringing us, thousands of cases, but the nature of the work that we do too, can wear on you. I mean, we're talking everything from cases in which you're looking, domestic violence cases, where you're looking at images of someone who has been injured by their significant others or someone that they have a relationship with. You're looking at elder abuse cases where you're looking at, the way I describe it, people who have made it to 70, 80 years old and now they are being abused in some way, whether it's
sometimes
physically
by
or
family
financially.
Members. Yeah.
Yep. And then you have cases like our homicide cases where you're processing photographs and you're looking at videos and you're, attending autopsies. And then you have the sexual assault cases and where you're meeting with victims or, cases involving child sexual abuse materials, essentially child pornography. You're looking at images or videos. We have cases of child abuse where you're looking at physical injuries that have been inflicted on children. Sometimes,
babies.
I mean, infants. And so,
You got a trial going on right now about that, don't you? I think is it, or maybe not. It was something like that. I know that you've gotten people in there before that have abused babies, yeah, or they've exposed them to fentanyl and mm-hmm. all these.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which leads to the next question. Thank you, Lori, for this question. It's a good question. PTSD. We talk about PTSD on the side that you are prosecuting. Mm-hmm. What about PTSD and that in the DA's office? Because you see some horrendous things.
Yeah, so we, over the last few years, the office has developed a health and wellness program for mm-hmm. our staff, and it's not just the attorneys. It's when you think about the police officers and investigators in our office who yeah. are assisting in the investigations, who are collecting evidence, who are taking interviews and taking statements. Our support staff, who often are processing images.
Too. Yep. Yeah.
And they have to hear the attorneys talk about it, right? Because the attorneys are one of the ways in which we process. We talk a lot about vicarious and secondary trauma within the office that can absolutely lead to PTSD. But as you're processing the things that you're experiencing, you're talking about them. And so support staff are overhearing those conversations. And so our office has taken steps. DA Bridget has, you know, Stephanie has really championed the idea of mental health and wellness. We bring in individuals into our office to train on secondary and vicarious trauma. We talk mm-hmm. about what are some of the, like, tools and tips that you can use to help process that trauma. What does it look like when it starts to affect your life? Because I think often secondary vicarious trauma affects your life in subtle ways that you may not recognize yourself, but someone around you is recognizing, whether it's a colleague, whether it's a family member. And so talking about that and having those conversations so that we take away the stigma behind, you know, trauma.
Peer counseling. Same thing the police and the sheriffs do because, and that really was a good question, Lori, because yeah. you don't think about it on the side of the prosecution is you see horrendous things. You have to if you're going to prosecute them.
Yeah. And you have to have conversations mm-hmm. with people too. And yeah. so every time that they are reliving their story and their life experiences, you're cataloging those in your brain somewhere. I mean, we have prosecutors who go out on homicide scenes, and so you have those mental images that you have to find a way to process, because otherwise it leads to profound effects and changes in your life. And the police departments and the sheriff's department, you know, law enforcement have been doing a better job for a lot longer of really taking care of their people. And this notion of secondary and vicarious trauma within district attorney's offices, it's always been something that's been talked about, and we just sort of informally would check on each other, right? And if somebody was having a hard time, hey, you might want to see a therapist, or here's some resources, or hey, have you considered this? But it hasn't become nearly as talked about widespread in the prosecution community until the last few years. And so really in the last few years, district attorney's offices have been starting to develop health and wellness programs that not only have the peer support side of it and the peer sort of interaction, but really focus too on recognizing this is the things that we need to see and these are the things that we need to be doing. And so, you know, the last few years for us, we were able to roll out in this last year our health and wellness program in the office. And we have individuals who have the peer support and counseling training. And, you know, and hopefully that is a way that we can address the ongoing secondary and vicarious trauma that, you know, individuals ultimately yeah. experience.
Yeah, I mean, we had PTSD in the military. They weren't in combat, but they were processing the coffins, not the bodies,
yeah.
but bringing the coffins back, and it was affecting people. I mean, it's, you know, some PTSD cases I've heard, I can never figure them out. But the question about how it affects our law enforcement, because in our district attorney, I imagine a public defender
yep.
has got the same thing going.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, when you see these kind of things, that, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. And I've been in some real outhouses of the world, has nothing to do with, you know, for me, it's no religion or ethnic group or society group has the corner on being horrible.
Yeah.
You'll see it everywhere. And then to see it in our own country, seeing people doing things, because you don't see the good things.
Yeah, my job is not about the good things people do. I mean, there, you know, there is a part of the job that is so incredibly rewarding, and that is, you know, the days when victims find their voice and their strength to stand up and give a victim impact statement, and or, you know, a successful conviction. And so those things are really incredible, but you're right. My job and the prosecutors at the office, our job is not to say, hey, here's your case for doing something good. We're looking at the things that people have done wrong.
Doctor, here we go again. Chief DA Sarah Murphy, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And please pass on that we, you know, our community appreciates our district attorney and everything that you all are doing out there to keep us safer.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, tomorrow, like I said, we'll have a surprise guest on. It's going to be a great day, and God bless America.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.